Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
On that history of weapons charges, Matt Smith, the interim school superintendent.
We stand firm with our community, many of whom are feeling sad, outraged, and helpless. We understand as we too are devastated by the news of his detainment.
Video of an ICE agent pushing a woman at a federal courthouse in New York City going viral. That agent relieved of duties pending an investigation. Sources telling ABC News the FBI has fired a group of agents who were photographed kneeling at a protest after George Floyd's death. EU defense ministers agreeing in Helsinki Friday to develop a drone wall along their borders to better intercept Russian drones, which have already moved beyond Ukraine and into Poland's airspace. You're listening to ABC News. A problem in the case of a man accused of killing his three daughters. Authorities confirmed that remains found in the mountains are those of Travis Decker, but...
In Chelan County, Washington, the coroner says an autopsy cannot be done on Travis Decker's body because of what little of him remained, and that based on the limited skeletal remains, when and how he died will likely never be known, according to the coroner. No biological tissue remained. Between the months he had clearly been dead, the summer weather and animal activity in the area, remains were limited, and what was found was in five different areas, several hundred yards apart. An anthropologist, though, has determined there is no evidence Decker fell leading to his death. Alex Stone, ABC News.
The Transportation Department has started pulling back grants already announced for trails and bike lanes, telling local officials that the projects are hostile to motor vehicles. Letters were sent to governments in Alabama, California, Connecticut, Illinois, Massachusetts, and New Mexico. Dave Packer, ABC News.
COFM meteorologist Tony Schumacher calling for patchy fog early, sunny to a few clouds and balmy for this time of year with a high of 83. Mainly clear, a bit cool tonight. We're going to drop down to 48. Sunday looks nice, mostly sunny, mild and pleasant with a high of 78. A pleasant autumn night Sunday night overnight with a low of 52. Summer like on Monday with warmth, some humidity and mostly sunny skies, a high of 83. Tuesday, partly cloudy, still warm, 81. Bit of a cool down for the midweek. Mix of sun and clouds on Wednesday, 76. No rain and a lot of sunshine on Thursday with a high of 77. You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Let's go out in a blaze of glory. All good things must end. Like two heroes in a story. Let's go out like we came in a blaze of glory.
Here we are, broken hearted. We thought our love would never end. But we fell hard when we got started. We're falling out.
like we fell in.
Let's go out in a blaze of glory. All good things must end, like two heroes in a story. Let's go out like we came in a blaze of glory.
Let's don't lie and hurt each other. That would be our worst mistake.
Once again, let's act like lovers. One more time for old time's sake. Let's go out in a blaze of glory.
That, folks, is how we start your weekend wake up. Good morning, Adam Hess with you. The worst floor and home thermometer showing 54 with dense fog. Take a lot of extra time and caution today, kids.
Rain dripping off the brim of my hat. Sure is cold today. Here I am walking down 66. Wish she hadn't done me that way. Sleeping under a table in a roadside park. A man could wake up dead, but it sure seems warmer than it did. Sleeping in our king-size bed. Is anybody going to San Antonio or Phoenix, Arizona? Any place is all right as long as I can forget I've ever known her. Wind ripping down the neck of my shirt like I ain't got nothing on. But I'd rather fight the wind and rain than what I've been fighting at home. Yonder comes a truck with the U.S. mail. People writing letters back home. Tomorrow she'll probably want me back, but I'll still be just as gone. Is anybody going to San Antonio or Phoenix, Arizona? Any place is all right as long as I can forget I've ever known her.
When you hear great tunes on WRCO, remember, it's all possible thanks to the support of Meyer Oil and LP, serving Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties.
Now, but don't be mistaken, my smile. sitting it out for a while.
That's Pam Tillis in Between Dances. Boy, do we have a day planned for you throughout Southwest Wisconsin. We'll take a look at all the events from, oh man, we have the City Auditorium Block Party. That's coming up today. We have a lot of other events to tell you about. We'll be doing that as we move through your day. Plus, right here on the radio, news, weather, sports, music, fun, entertainment, a look at this week in entertainment history, our Triple Play and Prime Mover. Whew. And a whole lot more. This is your Weekend Wake Up. Here's Mr. Black.
For the feelings that used to tell me something's wrong, like all the doubts when love sent shivers down my spine. But all I'm feeling is pure and simply we belong. And what's come over me are chills of another kind. One emotion wrapped around me. One emotion I can hold on to. Wherever it's going is exactly where I want to be. One emotion's got a hold of you. Things I used to feel. Only love now as everything else just fades away. It's all around us, though you might not see it. It's just as real as the wild horses you would have to drag me away from one emotion.
Back in the 90s, I wasn't the biggest country music fan in the world, but man, I'll tell you what, there were two male artists that I would listen to any opportunity I had. One of them was Clint Black, and the other one I got pulled in a lot by his acting ability. You'll remember him, he played Lyle from Under the Dome. Dwight Yoakam. Who doesn't love that Bakersfield sound? Am I right?
The only time I feel pain. Sunshine in the rain. I don't feel no hurt at all. Unless you can, when teardrops fall, I tell the truth, step when I lie. It only hurts me when I cry. You couldn't tell it by the smile, but my recovery took a while. I worked for days and nights on end. You can't believe the time it takes to heal a heart once it breaks. The only time I feel the pain is in the sunshine of the rain. I don't feel no hurt at all unless you count when teardrops fall. I'll tell the truth except when I lie.
The only time I feel the pain is in the
sunshine or the rain.
It's a weekend wake-up twin spin.
Two in a row.
Twin spin on WRCO-FM.
Something better here on the streets of Bakersfield. Hey, you don't know me, but you don't like me. Say you care less how I feel. But how many of you that sit and judge me ever walk the streets of Bakersfield? $15 from that man. Left him my watch and my old house key. Don't want folks thinking that I'd steal. And I thanked him as I was leaving, and I headed out for Bakersfield. Hey, you don't know me, but you don't like me. Say you care less how I feel. Bakersfield. And you don't know me, but you don't like me. Say you care less how I feel. But how many of you that sit and judge me ever walk the streets of Bakersfield? How many of you that sit and judge me ever walk the streets of Bakersfield?
This fall, help support families in our community by adding your fall favorites to our fall food pantry collection. Julie Karen State Farm is a permanent drop-off site for the food pantry, so it's easy to give anytime. Bring canned goods, pasta, rice, soups, peanut butter, or seasonal favorites like pumpkin puree and applesauce to help stock local shelves. Every donation makes a difference and keeps the spirit of giving alive this season. Stop by Julie Karen State Farm this fall and add your favorites to our food wagon. Like good neighbors, we can all be there.
At Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center, kids learn best through play. Their caring team creates a fun, hands-on environment where children from 6 weeks to 12 years old can explore, grow, and thrive. They're now enrolling, so if you're looking for a safe, engaging place where your child can shine, call Sunshine and Giggles at 649-5501 today. Sunshine and Giggles, where learning is always full of smiles.
It's the first ever Wild Hills Winery Fall Festival and Grape Stomp. Saturday, October 4th from noon to 7 p.m. at Wild Hills Winery, 30940 Oak Ridge Drive. Celebrate harvest season at Wild Hills. Music starts at noon. Grape Stomp sign up at 1, the stomp at 2 p.m. Enjoy music from Sam Day, John Gay, and Donnie Razick. Wine tasting at 1 p.m. Vineyard tours after the stomp. Wood-fired pizza all day. Wine sampling and local vendors on site. For more information, head over to Wild Hills Winery. HillsWinery.com, and we'll see you in the hills Saturday, October 4th.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on this local Civic Media radio station. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us.
Good morning. It's time for sports on WRCO-FM and WRCO.com. It was homecoming football at River Valley last night.
Carstensen ready to snap the ball. There it is. Hand off going to Larson. Bumps his way, fighting his way toward the goal line. I think he's got it. Touchdown for River Valley.
River Valley hosted rival Richland Center in that homecoming matchup, and Phil Nee was there.
River Valley enjoyed a 28-6 win over Richland Center on Friday night. It was homecoming day at River Valley, and the Blackhawks had to come back to win. Richland Center did a great job controlling the clock in the first half, and the Blackhawks only had two possessions. The Hornets scored on the first drive of the game. They hit pay dirt with a 45-yard quarterback run by Jaden Shep. The extra point missed, and it was 6-0. That score would not change in the first half. The Hornets drove to the River Valley 7-yard line before time expired. Well, the Blackhawks' comeback started in the second half on the opening possession. They capped off a long drive with a Ty Larson touchdown run. The Ron Osborne extra point gave River Valley its first lead with 5:36 left in the third. The Hawks added to it with a long pass play by quarterback Lucas Klein that was nearly intercepted before Caden Plumlee pulled it in for a 54-yard touchdown. River Valley added to the 14-6 lead with a Lucas Klein to Jordan Gauger pass play that covered 64 yards. The final touchdown was a 4-yard run by Caden Plumlee. The Osborne kick made the final 28-6. Quarterback Lucas Klein was 6-for-10 passing for 191 yards and two touchdowns. Jordan Gauger had two passes caught for 79 yards to lead River Valley. For the Hornets, running back Brady Dosh ran the ball 23 times for 101 yards. With the win, River Valley's now 5-1 overall, 4-0 in the Southwest Conference. They will travel to Platteville for Week 7 action. Richland Center fell to 2-4 overall, 1-3 in the Southwest. The Hornets will host Dodgeville for homecoming football action on Friday night, October 3rd. I am Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
Thank you, Phil. Other SWC finals from Friday night: Lancaster down Dodgeville 28-26. Prairie du Chien 40 points better than Broadhead Judah 46-6. New Glarus edged Platteville 42-40. In the Scenic Bluffs, the Ithaca Bulldogs hit the road and they took it to Nisida 43-14. Bangor shut out Royal 38-0. It was a shutout for Hillsboro over New Lisbon 42-0. And Brookwood 15 cashed in nothing. In the SWAL, Mineral Point defeated Turner by forfeit. Darlington a 37-6 win over Fenimore. Belleville 49, Southwestern 35. And Benton Scales Mount Schulzburg 21. Cuba City 7. Six Rivers finals: Blackhawk Warren Illinois doubled up on Wazika Seneca 14-7. Potosi Cassville 48, Iowa Grant 6. River Ridge beating Boscobel last night 64-6. It was a win for Berlin over Wisconsin Dells 44-6. West Salem blanked Luther 42-0. Arcadia a 26-0 win over Westby. Lodi 24, Lake Mills 7. In a Sauk County battle, Reedsburg 49, Baraboo 7. Eight-player football, we have four finals to tell you about. Kickapoo LaFarge 28-20 over Wisconsin Heights. North Crawford a 44-28 win against Belmont. It was Highland 30, Waniwak Weston 20, and DeSoto a 64-7 win over Monticello. One game being played today at 2 p.m. It's Riverdale at Pecatonica Argyle.
Lakes Gas Company provides prompt, courteous, regular, and emergency service. Lakes Gas Company is the industry leader in propane supply and delivery. Dr. Terry Mohn supports youth of Southwest Wisconsin in extracurricular endeavors and encourages personal growth through good sportsmanship. Napa Auto and Truck Parts Richland Center in Boscobel, your local people serving you daily with Napa know-how.
music for the great music for the weekend. 100.9 WRCO.
First I get cold and hot, think I'm on fire, but I'm not. Oh, what a pain I've got. It must be love. There's nothing I can do. All that I want is you. Look what I'm going through. It must be love. It must be love. It must be love. I fall like a sparrow, fly like a dove. You must be the dream I've been dreaming of. Oh, what a feeling. It must be love. Something is wrong, alright. I think of you all night. Can't sleep till morning light. It must be love. Seeing you in my dreams, holding you close to me. Oh, what else can it be? It must be love. It must be love. It must be love. I fall like a sparrow, fly like a dove. You must be the dream I've been dreaming of. Oh, what a feeling. It must be love. It must be love. It must be love. I fall like a sparrow, fly like a dove. You must be the dream I've been dreaming of. Oh, what a feeling. It must be love. It must be love, it must be love. I fall like a sparrow, fly like a dove. You must be the dream I've been dreaming of. Oh, what a feeling, it must be love.
You know it must be love. Just got off the phone and one of our listeners was doing some dancing to the streets of Bakersfield, and they've finally cooled down a little bit. But you know what? We're going to play some Jaco here in a little bit. We'll get you all warmed up again, another dancing tune. We're approaching 5:30 on your weekend wake up. This is classic Roger Whittaker from the Suggestion Line.
The ship lies rigged and ready in the harbor. Tomorrow for old England, she says. Far away from your land of endless sunshine, to my land full of rainy skies again. And I shall be aboard that ship tomorrow. Though my heart is full of tears, it bids farewell. For you are beautiful, and I have loved you dear, more dearly than the spoken word can tell. For you are beautiful, and I have loved you dear, more dearly than spoken word can tell. I heard there's a wicked war a-breaking, and the taste of war I know so very well. Even now I see the foreign flag a-raise, their guns on fire as we sail into hell. I have no fear of death, it brings no sorrow, but how bitter will be this last farewell. For you are beautiful, and I have loved you dearly, more dearly than the spoken word can tell. You are beautiful, and I have loved you dearly, more dearly than the spoken word can tell.
strength and darkness gather all about. And my ship be torn apart upon the sea. I shall smell again the fragrance of these eyes in the heaving waves that brought me once to thee. And should I return safe home again to England, I shall watch the English mist roll through the dam. For you are beautiful, and I have loved you dearly, more dearly than the spoken word can tell. For you are beautiful, and I have loved you dearly, more dearly than the spoken word can tell.
To the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
What's gonna do when you leave this town? What's gonna cry when I tell you?
coming back tomorrow or today, he might not be coming back. That's Cousin Jaco. Adam Hess with you on your weekend wake-up. And I always tell everybody that in the family, the Hess-McCluskey family, Jaco got the looks and the talent, and I got, I'll get back to you on that.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
This is Tyler Wilkinson with Wilkinson Law Group. You know what I hate about lawyers? They upsell you to an expensive trust. Most people do not need a trust, but lawyers love to sell them because they're complex and expensive. I like simple estate planning documents that you can understand, that give you control over your property, and that are much cheaper than a trust. I hate unnecessary trusts, but I love making our clients happy. Wilkinson Law Group, estate planning, real estate services, and good honest advice. More info at WilkinsonLawGroup.com.
Great music for the great music for the weekend. 100.9 WRCO.
A white sport coat and a pink carnation. I'm all dressed up for the dance. A white sport coat and a pink carnation.
Marty Robbins on your weekend wake up.
Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. That'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave me. You know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die. Well, that'll be the day.
You know you love me, baby. Still you tell me.
a great remake from the lovely Linda Ronstadt. It's your weekend wake up, 545. The Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer showing 54. We'll have a look at your forecast in 3 minutes. Plus, meteorologist Tony Schumacher stops by after 6.
There's a reason for the sunshine sky. And there's a reason why I'm feeling so high. Must be the season when that love light shines all around us. That feeling grab you deep inside and send you reeling where your love can't hide, and then go stealing through the moonlit nights with your lover. Just let your love flow like a mountain stream, and let your love grow with the smallest of dreams, and let your love show, and you'll know what I mean. It's the season. Let your love fly like a bird on the wing, and let your love bind you to all living things, and let your love shine, and you'll know what I mean. That's the reason. There's a reason for the warm sweet nights, and there's a reason for the candle lights. Must be the season when those love rides shine all around us. So let that wonder take you into space and lay you under its loving embrace. Just feel the thunder as it warms your face. You can't hold back. Just let your love smallest of dreams, and let your love show, and you'll know what I mean. It's the season. Let your love fly like a bird on the wing, and let your love bind you to all living things, and let your love shine, and you'll know what I mean. That's the reason. Just let your love
off the porch. You can sit there all night uptight, honey, but a good time's something I know. You gotta get the jump while the night is young, and there's just a one way to go. Out with the bang, kicking up dust, honey, tonight I'm all wound up. Over the fence and off of my chain, honey, tonight I'm a hurricane. Out with the bang. If I don't change the road I'm on, but me, I know just where I'm going. I don't have to be told. They say living fast, it just won't last, but that don't bother me. 'Cause when it comes my time to go, I won't go easily. Everybody wants
sunshine. Wake up, sleepy head. Why'd we move that Bojangle clock so far away from the bed? Just one more minute, that's why we moved it. One more hug or two. Do you love waking up next to me as much as I love waking up next to you? Fix your lunch and you fix mine. Now tell me the truth. Do these old shoes look funny? Honey, it's almost nine. Now you be careful, gotta go. I love you, have a beautiful day. And kiss the happiest girl in the whole USA. Skip.
Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, ReynoldsLivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
This fall, help support families in our community by adding your fall favorites to our fall food pantry collection. Julie Karen State Farm is a permanent drop-off site for the food pantry, so it's easy to give anytime. Bring canned goods, pasta, rice, soups, peanut butter, or seasonal favorites like pumpkin puree and applesauce to help stock local shelves. Every donation makes a difference and keeps the spirit of giving alive this season. Stop by Julie Karen State Farm this fall and add your favorites to our food wagon. Like good neighbors, we can all be there.
This farm news and market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored in part by Richards Insurance, your certified farm specialist serving southwest Wisconsin since 1933. With offices in Ithaca and Reedsburg, for your farm insurance needs, call Richards Insurance.
USDA continues to keep a very close watch on U.S. corn and soybean supply and demand. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. You're made for farming, and so is Stein. At Stein Seed Company, they have decades of research dedicated to developing seed that allows you to farm the way you want to farm. Stein has yield. USDA Chief Economist Seth Meyer tells Brownfield the department is watching the very fluid supply and demand situations for soybeans and corn this year very closely.
Well, I think we always got to be concerned about demand and competitiveness. Always, right? That's, you know, we've got some big competitors in South America, so we need to make sure we are in a position to be competitive. I think farmers decided early this spring that they were going to plant quite a bit of corn. We got a good corn crop. Expectation on our part that that big corn crop is going to necessitate and will need to achieve a record corn exports as well, too. So, I think we've got to look for every demand element out there for those crops that we can. We have a little bit smaller of a bean crop, obviously, because acres were pulled back to just a little over 80 million acres for soybeans. But we got to look for marketing for that as well, too. And that includes domestic demand elements as well. We got to have a good crush domestically. We've got to make some adjustments. If the Chinese are not putting anything on the sales books, we've got to look for other destinations. Meanwhile, folks at USDA and within the administration pursuing trade deals, not only with China, but outside of China. So there's a lot of action going on, right? This is, I think, one of the trickier years to predict what's going to happen, because I can see it going, I look at beans, and I look at the carry in the bean market. The market seems now to suggest sell your beans and carry your corn. I mean, just in looking at the futures market spread. And then I look at that, and I think, is there more upside potential in beans? Why is the market suggesting this? It's just a very interesting situation where the market tries to decide, what do we think, what are our expectations for how the rest of this marketing year will go before we even get wrapped up into thinking about the planting of the next crop.
Brownfield's Kara Hart spoke with Meyer at the USDA's recent Ag Outlook Forum in Kansas City, Missouri. The USDA's updated quarterly grain stocks numbers are out on Tuesday, September 30th, while the next round of supply, demand, and production estimates is coming out on October 9th. Now let's head over to Kellen Havikin for your look at cash livestock. Kellen?
Thanks, John. There was some light direct cash cattle trade to end the week in western Nebraska and Colorado. The live business was marked at $235, which is below asking prices of $239. That followed some direct business that took place on Thursday, including Southern live deals marked at $237, $3 lower on the week. The Nebraska dress trade was reported Thursday at $365, $6 lower from last week. Tony Hancock with the Missouri Department of Agriculture has a look at what happened at sale barns throughout the state.
Most of our drafts over 20 head did come from just a couple of different auctions this week, and these may not have been the highest prices around. There was sure some, drafts of 8, 10 head that did sell higher, but when we look at those drafts of 20 head or more, this is the ones that stuck out this week. Callaway Livestock Center sold 37 head of 509-pound steers at $485. The average statewide this week on those light five weight steers, $461. Tina Livestock Auction, they had 21 head of 615-pound steers at $443.50. Joplin Regional Stockyard sold 140 head of 713-pound steers at $402. That's back over the $4 mark again. The average statewide this week on those light seven weights at $387. And then 336 head of steers averaging 772 pounds sold with one drop of the hammer at $403. Joplin also had 117 head of 814-pound steers at $367. And then Tina Livestock Auction, they sold a load of 856-pound steers at $370. Taking a look at the heifer side this week, Callaway Livestock Center sold 48 head of 510-pound heifers at $412. The average statewide this week on those light five-weight heifers at $398. Tina Livestock Auction had a full load of 661-pound heifers at $387, and then Joplin sold 202 head of 722-pound heifers at $364.
Thanks, Tony. According to the USDA's weekly feeder pig report, early wean pigs steady and feeder pigs $1 higher. Demand was mostly moderate to good for moderate offerings. The weighted average for early wean pigs is $60.13, and the weighted average for all feeder pigs is $77.68. For John Perkins, I'm Callan Havikin on Brown Feed.
You're listening to WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. ABC News at 6 o'clock on WRCO-FM is brought to you by Prem Meats, your upscale retail meat market with two locations to serve you even better in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac. A meat processing, grocery, heat and eat, cheese, gifts, catering, liquor, wine and beer company, and by Johnson Tractor, your trusted partner for farm equipment service and support. From field to finish, they've got you covered.
When getting the job done right is job one, you need construction equipment that's built right. From compact